About this time, 10 years ago, America was offended by some terrorists. I think there were 19. One was, the 20th one was convicted. On that morning, there were 2,977 victims, 246 in the planes, 2,606 in the towers, 125 at the Pentagon. During that time, and since then, there have been many heroes, many people who put their lives at risk to save others. One of them was a man named Rick Rascorla. He was the security expert in charge of security for Morgan Stanley in the South Tower. While his time guarding those 22 floors that they occupied, twice a year he had evacuation drills. You can imagine evacuating 2,500 people, 22 stores from that building, going down two people at a time down the stairs. On that morning, when the plane hit the North Tower, he was advised to keep his people staying where they were in their offices in the South Tower. He disobeyed that order. He immediately began the evacuation, saving 2,500 lives. When that building collapsed, he was going up trying to save some more. A lot of heroes, a lot of credit goes to the firefighters, the police, the first responders. A lot of credit goes to our military. I'm not sure, however, we have the whole truth. In 2001, we had 42,196 traffic fatalities. 42,000 in the United States, either in cars or being hit by cars. In fact, there were more, since many of you ride motorcycles, there were 3,197 motorcycle accidents in that same year, resulting in deaths. In Iraq and Afghanistan, we've lost over 5,500 soldiers. We have 35,000 soldiers or more who have been seriously injured and will need to be cared for the rest of their lives. In 10 years, there have been 920,000 people killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Civilians, journalists, soldiers who were fighting with the United States. 920,000. There have been 1,740,000 who have been seriously injured. 1,700,000. We have spent between $3 and $4 trillion. 13,000 and something apiece for every man, woman, and child in the United States. That goes for paying for our supplies, paying for compensation for those who've been killed, paying for the long-term care of our injured soldiers. Nearly $4 trillion. Perhaps it's time for the United States to not move on, but to move forward. Perhaps it's time that we're not allowed, because of our devotion to our country and to our flag and to our military, to be manipulated to continue in the course we've been on. Maybe there's a better way. Peter came to Jesus and said, "Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother? Being generous, he said seven. The scribes of those days believed in forgiving three times and then moving on. Peter doubled it and added one. And Jesus said, no, not seven times, but 77 times. Because of our offense, because of our animosity towards the terrorists, we have destroyed many people's lives. Perhaps there is a better way. I'm not sure what it is. But perhaps we, because of our devotion to our country, because of our devotion to God, because of our devotion to the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, can find now a better way. Heaven knows that the motivation of our politicians is something beyond our understanding. Heaven also knows that many of the military contractors do a lot more towards Congress than individuals, towards lobbying them. The millions and millions of dollars that go there would be beyond our comprehension as well. To understand military contractors is owning much of the national debt that now pays for our military. All of the money that was borrowed to do these wars was not financed by taxes, but was borrowed. And ironic that many of those that have benefited financially from the war now own our national debt. And we still owe it. I realize that all of that is controversial. But I don't think that the statistics of the lives that have been lost and disrupted and the fact that we still have terrorist threats to our nation speak the untruth to us. We may not, however, be able to control these national and international events, but we can control how we behave towards those we actually know. Those who, because of what they've done or said to us, may be now our enemies. Nelson Mandela, you may know, in South Africa was put in because of his opposition to apartheid, was put in jail for 26 years. When he got out, he was willing to forgive those who had put him there. In fact, he said, unforgiveness is like you drinking poison and then waiting for your enemy to die. We may not be able to control international and world events, but we can control how we behave towards each other. Following the example of our Lord and Savior, who was willing to die himself rather than not forgive. Help us, we pray, that the Holy Spirit would help us to forgive in his example.